Originally, he has translated the slok of Srila Rupa Goswami. Sudita-srita janatirasai ramya-chita-ghana-sukha-sarupine nama-gokula-mahat-savayate urna-vapuse-namo Harinam tuvayanika-swarupa jasodanandana anandabardhana Nandarjanaya Rasakupa. A very high class of this song. Very wonderful. Rupa Goswami has told, this is the essence of whole Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, Purana, Gita, Bhagavad. This name. The name is what thing? Wonderful thing. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Suddho Nitya Mukto Avinatvan Nama Nama. No difference between Nama and Nami. In some cases, these names Hare Krishna, Govinda, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, all these names, superior than Krishna even. Because Krishna has made. He has invested his all power, sweetness, beauty and everything in these names. So, whole creation, the essence of Ved, Nigam, Agam, all rasas, all these sweet pastimes of Krishna from birth to lost in Dwarka Lila are in these names. And that is why he is telling. Sudita-srita janatirasai. That Krishna has invested his all power in these names. And he has become more powerful than even Krishna himself. All sweet pastimes of Krishna are in these names. Hare Krishna. Or any name of Krishna. Especially Braja name. Gokul Mohotsavaya. What is the meaning of Gokul Mohotsavaya? Damodar Lila. Oh, five bakery and what?
Fruit
seller. You know? Oh, very wonderful. And after that, Gocharana of Vrindavan, cow herding. Playing with Gok Balaks. Ras Lila. Uddhav Sambhav. Gopi Gee, Venu Gee, Brahmar Gee, all are in this. So only to take out all the miseries, sufferings of the Jeev. Oh, Krishna had descended in his names. And he has so many swarupa. What form? Jasodanandan. Oh, his name is Jasodanandan. Name, very name. Anandavardhana. As he, Krishna, does so many pastimes sweet, that whole Brijavasi. Even creepers. Snakes, all the birds, animals, sinking in the ocean of love and affection. Like it has been told in Astaka Namami Ishwaram Sachidam, third slok. Itidrik. Itidrika swalida bhiranandha kunde swagosamani bhajantam makhyapayantam tadiyesi tagyesu bhaktarijitastam पुनः प्रेम तस्वां सता प्रीति गावे. ओ कृष्णा स्वीट पास्ट टाइम्स लाइक एंडलेस एंड डीपलेस ओशन ऑफ रस एंड ऑल ब्रजवासी यूज टू सिंक इन दिस. सो यशोदानंदन आनंद वर्धन नंद तनय रस कूप. व्हाट इज मीनिंग ऑफ कूप? वेल, व्हाट वेल? रस, रस कूप. सो ऑल द नेम ऑफ कृष्णा दैट ही हैज इन हिज सॉन्ग टोल्ड पूतन घातन गोपाल एंड ऑल द नेम्स ऑफ कृष्णा all the forms, all the beauty, all the sweet pastimes in them. If you are initiated in right way, in Vidva Drudhi Vritti, Vidva Drudhi Vritti in real sense, not by formality. Now formality, like giving some sanskar, but Guru gives it the transcendental mellow of everything in the heart of devotee. So Nanda Tanaya Rasa Kupa, and all the names are Krishna are endless ocean of melody. So you should have belief in that with Sambandha Jnana.
What doing?
With Sambandha Jnana, not general Sambandha Jnana, special, that has been given in Gopal Mantra. With that, giving up all the nonsense, unwanted thing, anartha aparad, that we are for 3 days we are discussing. Giving up all anartha. And if he will chant in the guidance of bona fide Guru and Vaishnava, oh, Vaishnava and Guru should be how? Rasik and Bhavuk. Tadanuragi, Jananugami. Then in being in Vrindavan, always in Radhakund and Vrindavan, all these places. And if you are chanting Krishna, oh, all the pastimes will be seen in Krishna. You can see all the gopis dancing with Krishna, all with Sudam, Dham, Madhukma. Madhumangal and all will be seen or playing with Krishna. So your life will be successful. And this, in this kirtan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told. Translation of that is, now we should begin our class. In the beginning of class, I will request Sipatirtha Maharaj, Bhakti Sarutirtha Maharaj. He is a good speaker in our line, Gaudiya Parampara. He is coming now from Bombay, preaching everywhere for so many. Perhaps before me he came in England and preaching. So I would request him to tell something. That how bhakti can be developed.
In fact, to speak in front of Srila Gurudeva is a foolish attempt on my part. It's just like holding a candle in front of the sun. But because of his affectionate command, I can't refuse. Under his supervision, I would like to say what he said. In the Gaudiya Dhara, the most important point is Srila Gurudeva. A person can advance in the devotional path. His advancement depends upon how much he surrenders to the lotus feet of the Srila Gurudeva. To the extent, the degree of surrender, once realization is achieved. Therefore it is said, Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Peach. One cannot just transgress or neglect or disregard the commandments of the Gurudeva and tries to please the Lord. I remember one of the statements by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. He said it's easy to serve a pure devotee of the Lord rather than foolishly attempt to try to serve the Lord Himself. Serving the Lord Krishna, Supreme Lord, is more difficult and rather dangerous. And if we take the shelter of the Gurudeva, we can do so much better. Because Krishna Himself divides Himself into three parts as Chaitya Guru, Shastra Guru and Sadguru. And Sadguru speaks, directs, guides, instructs based on the Shastric purpose. Therefore we should be very careful in choosing the right kind of an acharya, not out of emotional outburst or not even intellectual appreciation. It's purely by the mercy of the pure devotee of the Lord. One is revealed the real acharya. Today there are a lot of gurus going on in India. So somebody told me, I'm going out. I said, where do we go? Shopping. Shopping for what? Shopping guru. You can't go shopping, Guru. It's by the mercy of the Lord. You rightly come across the right person at the right time. Generally speaking, there's a difference between Guru and Acharya. In the Sanskrit language, it is said, Gushabdastu andhagaro, Ru shabdastan nirodhagaha, Andhagaram nirodhatvat, Guru Ritya Vidhyate. Guru means ignorance, Ru means removal. One who removes ignorance is called Guru. But then, Acharya is different from Guru. Acharya is already Guru, but Guru may not be an Acharya. An Acharya is Achinoti Shastrartham Achare Sthapayati Api Swayam Acharate Yasmat Acharya Iti Abhidhiyate. Achinoti means he collects all the informations from the purpose of the vast scriptures, who has studied intensely the most exhaustive Vedas and has been able to absorb, assimilate and put it into practice, the actual Vedic purpose. Just gaining knowledge and exhibiting academic brilliance in terms of scriptural knowledge doesn't make a man a devotee or even a guru. It's the implementation part that's more important. So what the acharya is one who implements after assimilating the shastric purpose. Achinoti Shastrartham. First of all, he becomes completely endowed with the transcendental knowledge. And that manifests in his heart by his previous acharya. A person can become an acharya when all the Gaudiya Guru Vargas bless him. By their mercy, he manifests their power. So it's not merely a material transaction. It's a transcendental transmission of knowledge. And therefore, Acharya is Achinoti Shastrartham. The next step is Acharya Sthapayati. He implements that. He himself, in an exemplary manner, he conducts. And one who has properly followed a previous Acharya can only instruct and guide and command as an Acharya the future generation. Achinoti Shastrartham Acharya Sthapayati. Swayam Acharate. It's not that merely he gives instructions to others, oh, you do this, you do this, you do this. No, he himself follows it. He himself transmits it to his action. Tasmat Acharya Iti Abhidhyate. So it's the surrendering unto the lotus feet of a very genuine devotee, a bona fide Acharya, is what will actually help us advance in the devotional path. That's precisely why Krishna and Guru have been put into partnership. If anybody wants bhakti, Krishna alone cannot give. Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Latavija. And we have, fortunately, we have an Acharya right amidst us. Always it's, I've seen the ignorance of the masses. Generally, we are not able to recognize the greatness of an Acharya during his presence, the manifest Leela in this material world. They are not ordinary human beings and a mere mortal like you and me. It said, Krishna Adhyavataritan. They are caused to descend by the command of the Supreme Lord Himself. And they are just like export managers coming from Goloka Vrindavana with a product to sell and give us and bless us with the love of God. And precisely that's what we have right now amidst us. So I bow down in all my humility to Srila Gurudeva. And I know you are all hankering to listen to him. So I wind up my speech. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Good lecture class. But I had to say something in this connection. We have seen anywhere in our epics no Acharya Parampara. Have you seen Acharya Parampara? Guru Parampara. Also in Srimad Bhagavatam, which has been told, Acharya is a sadhak malli, not siddha Acharya. Achinoti, he can take, collect the teachings of Shastra way and he will practice like that. Guru is above this. Tasmat gurum prapattita jikyasu shreya uttamam sabde parecha nishanatam. Not only collecting the teachings of Vedas, but his very expert guru. More than this, he has some realization for transcendental Krishna. He has some realization for the melody of Krishna. But Acharya not like that. He is sadhak, only he can collect something and he can practice. And Gurudev, nothing to practice. Tasmat gurum prapaddeta jigyasu uttamam. Dronacharya was Acharya. Kripa Acharya, not guru. But Narada is guru. Never it has been written for Narada any Acharya. So we should clearly know all these facts. So we should try to realize all these things. Guru is so. Also, in Guru definition, Tasmat Gurum Prapaddeta Jigyasu Shreya Uttamam Shabde Parecha Nishanatam. What is Shabde?
Expert in all epics.
Epics. Not he is only collecting, but more than this. And Parecha Krishnecha. Krishna Swarupe. He has some realization, not only practice. Narada, what? Sukadeva Goswami, not collecting anything. His words, his acharan, all are what? Transcendental. And he is detached from all worldly things. And next, anywhere else, any guru?
Samitpani Shotriyam Brahma Nishtham. What is the meaning of Brahma Nishtham? Same meaning. So we should tell all these things very carefully. Guru is more highest. Krishna is Guru, not Acharya. Acharya may include in him, in his lotus feet. Bande
Krishna Bande Jagat Guru. Siksha Guruscha Bhagavan Sikipincha Mauli.
So always, Guru Parampara, not Acharya Parampara.
Why does Krishna say Acharya Mam Vigyaniyam?
Oh, for lower degrees of bhakti he is telling. That's what it includes in Guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Guru. Never it has been told Acharya. So very carefully we should know all these things. I'm not going to criticize him. But you should not be in doubt. I saw that so many had doubt when he was speaking. And you should not take my offense, please.
No, we only thought because we say founder Acharya.
Any institution, founder Acharya.
Not Guru. It may be Guru. Our Guru is rare. Who is Shabde Paricha Nishnatam. Now, Madam Adhikari, since you are Vaishnava, may do the job of Acharya. But Guru, when he will be like Rupa Goswami Guru, Bako Begam, Manasa Krodha Begam, Jiva Guru, like this, then whether he is initiating or not. Jnanatmirandhasya jnananjanasalakaya chakshurunmilitamji tasmai si gurave vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripasindhubhyayivacha patitanam pavane vaishnavibhyo Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurakshi Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Itadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Yam Praprajantamanupetamapetakrityam Dvaipāyano irākātaryājuha Putreti tanmaitaya taravobhinedu Tam sarvabhūtaidayam Bhaktyābhināya parādhalakṣai Chittāsya kāmāditaramyamati Kripāmayam tvam saranam prapanna Vrinde maste charna Tavai vasmi, tavai vasmi Najimami toya vina Iti vidyai radhe Tamnai mama charna We have finished Bhajan Rasam, third chapter. We have discussed so many things about Anishita Bhakti and then Nishta. Steadiness of mind is called Nishta. We have discussed and explained so much. Now I want to explain about something, Ruchi.
What is the difference between ruchi and shraddha? Bhakti begins from shraddha. And then in Vaidhi Bhakti, first comes shraddha. Sadhu Sangh mein anartha nivritti. In the guidance of sadhu, here in Hari Katha, anartha mein go, gradually. And after that, Samvanta Bhakti Gyan will come. He will serve his Guru Dev Vishambhenu Guru Seva. And after that, his heart will be very pure. After that, in Sadhu Sangha, he will practice bhajan. And after that, Nishtha may come. And after that, if it is matured, Nishtha, then will come Ruchi. But you should know, this is the difference between Raganuga and Vaidhi. Vaidhi, you will have to begin from Shraddha, then Sadhu Sangha, Anartha Nivritti, and all other things. But in Raganuga Bhakti, it begins from Ruchi. It begins at once from Ruchi. He will take initiation from a bona fide guru, Rashik and Bhav. And by the impression of past lives and also new in this
present
birth, he will have a greed in bhajan, not in bhajaniya, in the limbs of bhakti. Sarvanam, kirtanam, shvaranam, padasevan, 9. And after 9, 5, sadhu sanganam, kirtan, bhagavat, saman, mathura, vashimutti, shabdhaya, sivan. And among them, shamanam, kirtanam, shvaranam. And among them, tarmadde sarvasheshta, nam sankirtan. Because it includes all 64 limbs of all bhakti. And in that 64, you know something about bhavmayi sadhan, bhava-sambandhi sadhan, favorable to bhava, that is sadhan. And then unfavorable, these are all we will have to know. Which are not favorable, you should give up very strongly. Otherwise, bhakti cannot, creeper cannot go up. What is bhavmayi? We have just explained everything, everywhere. Bhavmayi is in 64 limbs of bhakti. Which is bhavmayi. What? Bhav means transcendental bhav, rati in transcendental associate of Krishna in Braja. Understand? The mood of Bal Gopal, the moods of Nanda Baba Yashoda Maiya, the moods of gopis, the moods of manjaris. These are bhav. Bhav mai. Those who have some greed to serve Radha Krishna conjugal in the way of Subal Sridham, or this is what Sakya Rasa. The modes of Nanda Yashoda, Vatsalya. The merits of Gopi, Parkiya, Mood, Mathur Rash. In Mathur Rash, so many divisions, so many parts. Among them, For us, only to follow Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami, this is the highest for us. Dosi Rupa Manjari subordinate to Lalita Vishakha. So these are bhav. And those who have this bhav in the transcendental constitution, they are called bhav mai. And those who want to follow, they are bhavanuga, that is raganuga. So bhavmay and raganuga are not same. Bhavanu, not same. Bhavanuga is sadha. Or bhavmay or bhavmay, what? Transcendental associates of Krishna. So if anyone has some greed to serve Radha Krishna conjugal, like Subal Siddham Badamangal, like Nanda Yashoda, like gopis, they should follow them. So these are bhavmayi and what bhav sambandhi related to this, the kirtan, the literature, the ang, by which that limbs will be bhavmay. What are they? Samadhan, kirtanam, smaranam, padushavana, like this. But these parts are also of two kinds. Raganuga, favorable to Raganuga and favorable to Vaidhi Bhakti. In Shraman Kirtan, in Vaidhi Bhakti, you can follow Pralad Maharaj. Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padashivanam, Archanam, Dasanam, Sakyam, Dasakhyatmanivinam. This is Vaidhi Bhakti. And now Raganuga Shramanam is some what's superior. What Shramanam? Oh, you should hear Ujjwal Nilmani. Pastimes of sweet Krishna. How Mother Yashoda, with love and affection, binded the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Power. And he was weeping. Yashoda Mai, taking a stick in his hand. Oh, you. Restless,
naughty boy.
And he is hearing Krishna and weeping, not what?
Acting.
Not natural. And so Kunti Madari is saying like this, I become in confusion. How it became? That even Krishna, you, and you are hearing Mother Yashoda. And gopis what? Oh, you should stand up, you should sit down. And Krishna used to do? Gopis order him, or bring some color and paint our face. And when Krishna did it, and they get there, chap, that now you are mine. You are registered document like. What is this? Oh, this is bhav, bhav myself. So we should try to know. Though you are not qualified, I know, myself too. But I am telling you, this is our aim and object of our life. So, but you will have to practice from Shraddha, from Vaidhi Bhakti. I know we have no such greed. If greed will come, oh, then Ruchi is there. So, this period, from Shraddha to Ruchi, between, very critical, very critical. Because Sadhak has left his family, his wealth, reputation, and trying to give up his pratishtha.
Name and fame.
I told about name and fame, very, very rare, very hard. To give up wealth, reputation, wife,
and also body to give up. Very, very easy, but giving pratishtha, oh, very, very hard. And at that time, sadhaka has no taste. No taste. But he has left all. And he is between what?
Heaven and earth.
Not on earth, not on heaven, or in midst, like Trishanku at that time. He cannot control. If Ruchi, for him, Ruchi is like earth, place to stand up. And if no Ruchi, and you have left everything, then you may fall down. If there is no high class of association, and if you are so weak, no harm, full of unearth even, but you are taking shelter of any high class of associates like Guru, Vaishnava, Rashi, Bahau, Tattvajna, then, oh, no fear. And when he will come to Ruchi, then very rare cases to follow. So up to Ruchi, you should be very careful. I know thousands of devotees, they left everything, but no Ruchi and no association. Even Nishtha was there. So you should wait till Ruchi comes. I know no test in Harikatha. Hearing Harikatha and giving by this year. So we should try for Ruchi. How it will come? After Nishtha, in high class of association, hearing pastimes of Krishna. Hearing mostly the lives of Srila Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj, Jiva Goswami, Narottam Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in the line Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and others. It will happen. So, now I am coming in the Ruchi. Nathanam, Najanam, na sundarin kavita va jagadishakam. Mama janmani janmanishwari bhavadat bhakti varahati kritvai. What is the meaning? You?
Nadanam najanam na sundarin kavitam va jagadishakam. So this fourth verse of Shikshasagam by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, he is outlining the symptoms of that devotee who is entering into Shuddha Bhakti, saying, Nadanam, that I do not want any wealth. Najanam, I do not want any followers. Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundarim. Kavitam Vajagrisha Kamaye. Nor do I want any, sometimes it's translated, beautiful ladies or poetry. That, Nathanam Nathanam Nasundarim, Kapitam Vajagrisha Kamaye, Mama Janmi Janmi Spray. That birth after birth, that I only want your unalloyed devotional service, birth after birth. So, he is saying that I do not want any of these things. Even, as Gurudev said, that the most subtle attachment, which is name, fame, distinction, that this which is the root of all anattas and which will carry on even up to the stage of Bhava Bhakti, that now the devotee is crying out that I do not want any of these things, that only I want birth after birth. Birth after birth, it has a significance that, oh, that you may give me pure bhakti. But he's saying that I do not just want pure bhakti. I do not want even Vaikuntha praying, but I don't mind waiting birth after birth until I can achieve that priceless gem of Raj praying. So the charts have explained that there's a special significance of one waiting birth after birth. That even if one is offered, do you want presence in Vaikuntha? No. Do you want presence in Dwarka? No. Vraj Bhakti? Yes, I don't mind waiting birth after birth until I can achieve this goal.
Thank you. In a stage of sadhana, in nishtha, he is struggling. He is struggling. Sometimes he may want griha, drabya, shishya, and all other things. He can. But when ruchi will come, the standard of ruchi is that, at that time, oh, this will come. That, at that time, no attachment for worldly things. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundari, kapita, va, jagati, shakamari. Only ayatuki bhakti. What? Ayatuki?
Causeless
bhakti. That has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Rupa Goswami. Shabai punsam paro dharmo jato bhaktir. Everywhere. So, in the ruchi, all will be gone. Not all these are runners. So they will be gone. And only ruchi will be for Krishna bhajan. And in asakti, it will be matured, this ruchi. And ruchi will be there. And also she will be like asakti, both. Ruchi in bhakti, and bhajan, and ruchi in bhajan in Krishna. So, this, very naturally, this will come. It has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yatha taror muna nishi chanina tripyanti tatskanda bhujo pashakha prano paharacha jatendriyanam tathaiva sarvaharnam achyutecha shamrani.
This is a very famous verse that our Prabhupada used to quote often, and Srila Gurudeva also, coming from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also quoting it. In this verse, he's stating that just as by watering the root of a tree, tarumula, the root of a tree, all the leaves and branches are automatically watered without any separate endeavor. Similarly, by serving Achyuta, the infallible Supreme Lord Krishna, all other activities are automatically taken care of, maintenance, and all other kinds of happiness. This understanding begins at Shraddha and is condensed and intensified at the stage of Ruchi. If one hand wants to give food to another hand, the other hand won't get nourished. That hand has to feed the stomach, and then the hands, the feet, everything is nourished. If one tries to water each leaf and branch of a tree, then nothing will happen. The whole tree will wither, all the parts. But if one waters the root, then everything is served. Similarly, the whole universe is served in all living entities when Achyuta, the infallible Lord, is served.
But, stand up. If anyone, a gardener, is giving water in the root, and also to wash the leaves and tree, he gets some water. What happens? Understood?
First, tell my question. The question is, if one waters the root, That's good. But what is the harm if one waters the leaves and branches as well?
Not well, but washing. Oh, so many dust are there. Then what will be there?
Nothing.
Oh, it will be how? There is a gulab plant, rose plant. Flower is there. You are giving water in root. And certain times a not expert gardener he gets water in on the leaves and flowers. Then what it will be?
Waste of water.
No.
It will be rotten. So where is the Surna group? That is why I told Pranopaharacha Jatindhyana. If you give milk or anything on your eyes, then what will be? You will die. Eyes has no capacity to take it in stomach and proportionally to divide. Only this mouth takes in stomach and oh. So only Krishna should be, no other devata. No other demigods or anyone, because all are in Krishna. Tasman tuste jagat tuste. If Krishna is satisfied, everyone can be satisfied. Once, Durjodhan Sadhya, Durbhasham Maharaj. And so many paraphernalias and messaging him, and in so many ways, he pleased him.